Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. The last message we spoke about the Jesus ministries is in the book Gospel of Matthew chapter 11 verse 25 to 30, and there was this message ended as verse 28 saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is inviting people in the time of his earthly ministry. He was calling people to come to him because he found people are suffered with the burdens of sin. People suffered with financial burdens, spiritual, emotional, all sorts of burdens. Today we can see that burdens of people are increasing and increasing, in never getting better, no matter what and who the government or the leaders have spoken to. Anyone in any world, in any country, no one's burden is going down. The only way to decrease the burden we have today is Jesus Christ. The burden of sin, number one, the burden which we are going to be thrown in the lake of fire, which is the sin which is creeping all over us, which is holding us, which is making many people to become depressed, anxiety, and they are taking many medications in order to calm down their nerves. Basically, the nerve-calming medicines will make them habit-forming medicines after some time. It was pharmacologically decided to give a temporary relief for anxiety, temporary relief for depression, but basically the people will go from depression, anxiety to depression to psychiatric medication. So many people does not know when they will continue moving towards these areas, from anxiety to depression to psychiatric facility treatments. And there are a lot of people take these medicines because of their anxiety they are going through. Why do you have this anxiety? Because you cannot find rest in any situation. Everything is bothersome. Things are depressive. Let us go and take the antidepressant. And then there is a side effects. When you are taking another medicine like an antibiotic, sometimes it become a lifesaver. And then it interact with the antibiotic. And there are so many problems between medications and also different doctors prescribing different medicines to same people. And there is so many problem with, we are going after the solution after treatment. I am not saying that one should not treat. Yes, definitely you have to go to a physician. You need to have an annual examination of your physical condition, that we are scientifically advanced, we know our health conditions, we need to keep up healthy, we need to eat and drink based on our health situation, that we won't harm our health or our body, and a doctor can advise. You know, it's important. Now, the burden of sin doesn't go away by any of those treatments. The burden of sin only can go away once we repent of our birth sin, that we were born sinners. We were born by the children of Adam and Eve. We are descendants of children of Adam and Eve, and we are all sinners. Because of that, we have all these problems. We fell from the glory. We fell from the position God has kept us as having no problems as Adam and Eve. They decided to defend or disobey God. So this caused us have a heavy burdens in our life. We have many, many burdens, not only sin, financial, physical, you know, we have hereditary issues, a lot of different things in different people. We will say, oh, I am fine, I don't have any problem. That's the wonderful, greatest lie we can ever say. But God looks at us and He wanted to heal us. He wanted to help us. You know, every reasons, every situation, God can help us. God can help us in every area of our life. But we have to obey God first. We have to listen to Him first. He opened the doors for us. He opened the ways for us. God can open a door for a job, finance, every ways, one or the other way, God can open the doors. It's not that money coming down from the heaven, or it's not the solution is not lottery, even though that's a blessing for a lot of people. But the thing is to obey God and follow God and pray to God, and He will open the doors. He will open the doors that you will be doing what He wants you to do. Sometimes it's a job. Sometimes it's a different type of jobs. Sometimes it's a job training. You know, there are a lot of opportunities that God can do. God can do great things. God can do great things. And I know there are so many people who have can say testimonies, I mean, that how God helped them to survive. And Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. And in the last message, I spoke about how in the Middle Eastern countries and also Eastern, Southeast Asia and many other nations, in them, they have used animals to plow the land. They used a yoke to connect two animals left and right, and they have a distance between them, and in between that there is this blowing equipment made of a wood, and at the bottom of it sometimes it's a pointy wood piece which is act as a plowing machine. It just go under the earth as the animals pull it, and a farmer holds it, has a holder that it holds it. And there are times after men invented iron and steel, they have attached a plowing shape of a curved iron piece or a steel at the bottom of this blower, where it does much better job. So that means the animal are not free. They are under the yoke, and this yoke is tied on their neck, right above their neck, you know, between their head and their shoulder, the neck, and where they place it. And they have two holding holes in it, and where they put two stick in there, and they tie them, and they stay inside of that. And this is called the one who does the work for the farmer. The farmer work make them to useful as a plowing animals who plow the land, the field, the paddy field, or the land itself, which requires some moisture or watery environment also to make it move. Praise God. Now, Jesus saying, take my yoke. See, the yoke which the animals pull is heavy. They need to plow the land. It has to go under the land and just plow it. And the same way, the world and Satan placed the yoke on our neck. The world has placed yoke on our neck, burdens. You know, the burdens of life. You know, the burdens of financial need, the burdens, living expense, payment for the house, payment for a car, payment for everything, bills after bills. You know, all these burdens. All these burdens are physical, material burdens. And then we have the spiritual burden. Now here Jesus is talking more of the spiritual burden. Well, I said you can also get relief from the material, your living burdens, Once you follow Christ, Christ, the God, the Father will bless you through Christ, and he will open the doors for financial miracles. Help not to become a millionaire, not to become a rich, but you should look into that prayer which Jesus prayed to taught his disciples. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 onwards. You know, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. You see, hallowed be thy name. You know, and forgive us like we forgive to our debtors. You see, we need to forgive for God to hear the prayer. We need to come to the presence of the Lord. We need to take that yoke, which means you have to be a disciple or a servant or a follower of Jesus Christ. Take his yoke. Jesus saying his yoke is not as hard as the world is going to put on your neck. His yoke is not hard as the devil has done it to you. Now, number one, you will get liberation from the burden of sin. The sin burden which yoke, that heavy yoke on your head, and that yoke need to be broken. That yoke need to be destroyed by the power of Jesus Christ. And he died to break your yoke away from your neck. He can destroy that by his power, by the word of his mouth, by the Holy Spirit, by his power, Jesus, God's power, and he will able to release from the burden of sin. The burden of sin is like a power which is holding people. That power has to be broken. The power that the addictive behavior of taking certain medications can be broken by the power of God, as if needed, until it needed, but not be a habit forming and addiction. This has to be released by the power of God. That's in your mind, in your heart, that God will work and release the Satan's hold on you and me. Satan's hold by making people sick, diseases. Satan's power by making people, making sinners. You know, a person does not become a sinner by himself. There's also a circumstantial evidence, possibilities that they are, and this devil also create that, Satan create these opportunities, and we are tempted and we follow the Satan's influence. Enjoyment and entertainment, as you see in the beginning, and you feel like joyful, life is beautiful, enjoyment and all those things, then, and some people end up going to the bar, some people go to be a guest to somebody, all right, let us go, come my friend, let's go have a drink, now next another drink, then another drink after, become an alcoholic later. So there is many ways the burden of sin get clutch on you, get hold of tight on you, that become harder and harder to get out of it. Same thing with all the other sins. Sexual immorality, smoking, drinking, everything which destroys your body, because your body is the temple of God. You allow the Satan to release your body, you have to allow yourself. It is not a power of God to come and just break your addictive power from you without your permission. Yeah, we have to allow that happen. We need to allow that happen by accepting Jesus Christ and asking him his help. So he will give you a yoke which is more humble. It's more gentle. It's more easier to handle and humble in heart, and you will find rest. You will find rest. You pay rest and peace in the earth, in your living time in this earth. But then you get eternal rest in heaven with Christ and Father and the Holy Spirit and all the angels of God. You have never seen, none of us have seen, and the glorious presence of Jesus, the glorious presence of Satan, and some people who just simply addicted, and they enjoy the world, they are going to tell, no, no, there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no life after here, so let us enjoy and finish it off. No, no, you will not be finish it off. You can't finish it off because you don't have the power over you, authority over your life, that God has the authority and power over you. God has the authority or power over you, but you are the decision maker. We decide that where we have to spend our eternity. There's something called eternity, and it is not over here. We will have to take this same soul, our spirit, will go to a place called a tormenting place before the end of the time. We, our soul and spirit, will be tormented day and night. And the righteous person who accepted Jesus Christ will have their spirit and soul resting in peace with Christ. And they will resurrect the day Christ returned. And the one who sinner who was sent, whose soul and spirit went to the painful, that location will not come back to until the end of the time for final judgment. In the final judgment, they further go to the eternal hell. From their tormenting place, now they will go to the hell place. That's after the final judgment. And once you die, your soul and spirit will go to a painful, suffering place, not to peace. It's not end. Your soul, your spirit will still feel the pain and sufferings because there is a history, there is a thing Jesus mentioned about Lazarus and the rich man. We will come across as we continue the scripture in this message that tells one day there was a man named Lazarus, there was a rich man also, and the Lazarus had sores and sickness and things in his body, and he had eaten under the table of the rich man. And the rich man ate and drank and leftover. I mean, those breadcrumbs fell or from the rich man's table. The man named Lazarus, he ate. This is not the Lazarus Jesus resurrected from the dead. This is a different story Jesus told to the people. But when the rich man died, His soul and spirit went to that tormenting place. And the Lazarus, who was believing in God, possibly, because Jesus did not say that in that parable, but that man, his soul and spirit went to the bosom of Abraham. In the Old Testament time, the heaven was under some place below, or we don't know exact location, they call it, where peaceful location, where the souls of the dead people who are God's servants and believers went into, and they had a presence of God there. That place is called the bosom of Abraham. Because Abraham was the man of faith of God. So wherever he was, this beggar who was a poor man went and he spent his peaceful time there. At the same time, the man who was rich man who didn't care about God and his soul went into the tormenting place. And there was this division between their locations. One was above and one was below. Maybe there was darkness in the rich man's location, and there was light and peace and joy in that Lazarus location. So the rich man cry out from there to Abraham, Father Abraham, I am tormenting, I am suffering here. I have some brothers who live in the earth. Send someone, Lazarus maybe. Send Lazarus there so they can believe in him. But Abraham, father, said that, look, Lazarus suffered in his life when he was living, and you enjoyed, you have been rich and wealthy, and now he is in peace and you are suffering. Now, so doesn't matter, even if I send Lazarus, your brothers will not believe in him. Same way today that many people do not believe in God. Many people does not believe in God, that if they believe in God, they need to arrange some organization, some structural change in their lifestyle. Maybe they can have a immorality and immoral sexual life with us they are doing today. Maybe they don't want to stop drinking and smoking and abusing their body and pleasurely life. That's why many of people do not want to accept Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ wanted to cleanse your body, your soul and your spirit, to redeem your soul. Then when he returned, he wanted to release, he wanted to give you a new body. You will live with Christ eternally, eternally in a beautiful land of heaven. And then they have the new heaven and earth. They will have a beautiful life in eternity. And your life does not stop here. The conclusion of this speech is that don't ever think that you will have an end in this earth until when you die. Your spiritual and your soul will eternally living, and either you can live with Christ or you can live with the tormentation, and then final judgment will take you to eternal punishment. And there will be eternally, you will be tortured day and night. And Jesus saying that right now is the time you take the yoke of Christ. The Christ yoke is obedience, listening, understanding, sharing and caring, and worshiping and praising God with a Bible-believing church and people. And the Bible teaching, Bible-believing, as it says in the scripture, you read the scripture and look and what is the church is teaching. You look at the Jesus message, you look at the messages of apostles, and is that aligned with the church you are preaching, you are listening the message. So please have a time, also read the Bible. Read the Bible. Oh, read. I tell you, you will never get lost. You give the giver. Will be given the divine power of God. The Holy Spirit will speak to you through the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. It can change. It can bless you. If you read it, those who will read it, they are being blessed. I tell you that your soul will have rest. I am gentle and I am humble in heart. See, you can find no one gentle and humble like Jesus Christ. Nobody in the world, he is humble and gentle, that you can follow him, you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus will not give you a heavy burden to carry around. He won't give you a big yoke, like heavy, like the world is going to give you. And every sufferings, every spiritual problems, which will be, you can share with Christ. Don't expect every problem will be solved if you follow Jesus Christ. One time there was a teaching that children, you believe in God, you to heaven, you go to heaven, you will become wealthy, you will become great, you have no problems in the world. That was a lie. I will tell you, even some Sunday school teachers have taught like that, and it was not true. As you grew up, as I grew up, I found that was not correct. This world has problems. This world problems will not go away, but your salvation will not go away. I mean, your salvation will stand. You will, your blessing, you will survive this world. This world have problems. Jesus said that. This world has many problems. This world have sickness. This world have poverty. This world have financial crisis. This world you may lose your job. This world, so many things will happen. But in the middle of all of that, Jesus, God, will help you to survive until his coming, or your time ends when you join your spirit and soul with Christ. So there is not a solution like Christianity, following Jesus Christ is not the final solution here. Because we live in a fallen world. We live with people who does not believe in God. We live with people who does not pray to God. We live with the people who are hard-minded, and some good-minded, some are tough-minded. You may suffer in your job, you may suffer in your finances, you may suffer, but at the same time, you will survive if you will follow Jesus. Jesus is not taking all the problems of this world away right now. Jesus is only saving our soul, our spirit right now. And then you need to trust in the Lord, trust in God, pray and meditate and worship God, and read and pray. Read the scripture and pray. That is what right now, because the world is not redeemed. It is fallen from glory. God's presence, it's in sinful world. It's a wicked world. I mean, a good number of people are controlled by demonic forces of evil. Satan rules over people. They have heavy burdens as well. They may be rich, but their burdens are not gone. Amen. Richness is nothing wrong with following Jesus, but richness doesn't give you joy and peace. Only Christ can give us joy and peace, and that's only by simple word, by praying and accepting the Lord. What is wrong? Why we can do that? Why in the world we cannot just accept Jesus Christ? Why in the world we don't prepare for our eternity, that we will not have to go to the tormenting place and to the hell fire after that? Yes, we can do that by believing in Christ. We can do our soul and our spirit, we will rejoice once we accept Christ. A joy comes in our heart. This is not like Muhammadians or Islamics who are believing and praying five times a day. It's a rituals, but not like Buddhists rotating their wheels and so many thousands of prayer, like the prayers are written on it. The many times it circles, you have prayed thousands of times. No, it's a ritual. It's not a ritual. Christianity, believing in Jesus Christ and following God, is not a ritual. It's a heart-changing event. In your heart, you will feel the presence, Jesus' presence, God's presence in your heart the moment you believe. That's the difference between all the other faith and Christian faith. Christian faith is truth. Christian faith is God, a living God, active God, living and working and coming to your spiritually in your heart and transforming your spirit to give you eternity. But your body, as I said, will be delivered when God will return. And the world will be delivered when Jesus returned to rule the earth after that. So this time, God is not delivering the world, only delivering your soul and spirit. I will say this to you. Pray today, Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Father, forgive my sin. Cleanse me, purify me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that prayer, Jesus will come to your heart. God will come to you, and you will become the child of God. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chacko, v like Victor, at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.